Sri Yashwant Rai, 1929-2018. In 1972, a few friends of Yashwant Rai joined him in founding the Vedanta Ashrama Society of Nova Scotia. The intention was to provide a spiritual anchor to all the new immigrants that began to arrive in Nova Scotia from the late 1960s onwards. Yashwant Rai arrived in 1967, and a steady stream of new arrivals continues to this day. Mr. Rai's arrival in Canada was full of unexpected cultural shocks and delights. Intelligent, kind-hearted, generous, entertaining, and endowed with relentless energy, he continually served his family, circle of friends, and newcomers with whatever resources he had available. His telephone number was freely passed around to all new arrivals in Halifax, and night or day, he would assist them in any way possible, even taking them into his home for months together. All these exceptional qualities of head and heart soon blossomed into an intense desire not only to serve, but to realize. Realize what? Realize God or His true essential nature, the Self. It was when he was in the heat of his new burning aspiration that he encountered the members of Arunachala Ashrama, Nova Scotia, and the teachings of Sri Ramana Maharshi. It was then that his goal and purpose solidified and gained fresh impetus. For the next 45 years, Mr. Rai and his devoted and spiritually mature wife, Srimati Sushila, spared nothing to serve Sri Ramana Maharishi's Arunachala Ashrama and its devotees in Nova Scotia. In addition to this, he continued to serve members of the Indian community in Nova Scotia, charities in India, and for decades served as a volunteer priest at the temple built by the Vedanta Ashram Society in Halifax. He traveled to India every year for 40 years without a break, not just to visit his relatives, which he did, but to enrich his spiritual aspirations and understanding. In the 1970s and 80s, he regularly visited Sri Ramanashramam in Thiruvannamalai to benefit from the continued presence of the Master and the company of Sri Ramana's intimate disciples who were still residing there. This year, the devotees of the Nova Scotia Arunachala Ashrama had the good fortune to visit him at his home in Halifax several times. Although failing in health, he managed to bring 2 carloads of his family members to the ashram in the month of June, sensing that his earthly end was near. A few of us went to visit him at his home. He was semi-conscious, somewhat restless, yet propped up into a sitting position. We smeared on his forehead vibhuti and kumkum from the sacred shrine of Sri Ramana at Thiruvannamalai, chanted with deep feeling Bhagavan Ramana's Arunachala Pancharatnam and the Arunachala Shiva Om Shakti chant. While listening, he voiced the words Arunachala, Arunachala, and then became very still. Peace prevailed. We all took leave of our dear friend and benefactor. 2 days later, on Tuesday, July 19th, Sri Yashwant Rai quietly slipped into the eternal ocean of peace and happiness that Arunachala Ramana was for him.